Everyone is looking for love. And they're desperate to find it. We must show them love. We must introduce them to love, to Jesus. To Jesus, for this is true revival. Love is all they need, everlasting love. Rise up and go and show them love, revival love, supernatural love. Jesus is love.
Well, hello there and welcome to Everlasting Love. My name's Patricia King. Did you know that God loves dwelling in tents? We're going to talk about tent revivals in this show with my good friend Don Stewart. And Don, it's wonderful to have you on this program, and you're just a champion when it comes to tent evangelism and miracle signs and wonders that God has done inside of tents. You've been in tents for a lot of your life, haven't you?
Well, 55 years, actually.
Yeah, and you were with A.A. Allen's ministry. In fact, you have been carrying on since he went on into glory, and right. You're still doing, you know, evangelism meetings and tent meetings and being involved in all kinds of revivals.
That's true. That's true. I was with Reverend Allen for 12 years before he went to glory.
And well, I bet you saw a lot of things when you were with him.
Oh, I did. And, of course, as a 5-6-year-old kid, I went into a lot of the old tent revivalists that were William Branham, Jack Coe, and people like that, that I was in their meetings.
There was a whole era where God was really oiling the tent, like with, you know, with Coe and A.A. Allen, Branham, then Oral Roberts
Absolutely.
And, like, there was such an anointing on the tent. And, you know, when I read the Bible and I see that, you know, God met with Moses in the tent of meeting.
Wow.
And then when he gave him the pattern for the tabernacle, it was in a tent. He tabernacled with a whole nation in a tent. So there's something cool too about a tent. Like when a tent goes into an area, everyone in the region knows something's
right.
up, right? Because, you know, you can't ignore the fact that all of a sudden there's this big, colorful, big tent, and
right.
people might think, well, what's going on there? And the buzz starts, and people's expectation starts growing.
Right. Well, in the old days, you know, they had the big Barnum and Bailey circus tents, and so when they would see our tent go up, they would think, where's the circus? And they'd come out and get saved, and pretty soon they would get healed, and we would have revival. We'd stay in a town sometimes for a month or 6 weeks until we broke through. We didn't have the people didn't understand the worship and praise, so you just have to go in there and you just have to preach it through, and after the crowd would start building after they'd see a miracle, and pretty soon they would just swell to thousands and thousands of people.
Well, that's intriguing to me. So, like, when you went in, like, let's say you go into a community the first night there, like, what would it look like the first night? Like, if people were not quite sure about it, was it just slow going, slow moving, mm-hmm. small crowds?
Well, according to where we were at, in the case of Reverend Allen, he was on radio, and he was on some of the superpower Mexican stations that would cover the entire United States. And when you were driving across the United States all night long, you would hear some radio evangelist. And they would be going from coast to coast because they had the superpower stations in Mexico. So it was kind of like what television is today.
Right. But I mean, you said that the evangelists would just stay day after day after day until they broke through. So they could be in there for a month or more. We don't see that today.
No.
We don't just go until we have a breakthrough. We just kind of, you know, go for a few nights and that's the end of the conference or whatever.
Well, it's interesting. In some ways, the old had advantages over the new. And in a lot of ways, the new has advantages over the old. And what do I mean by that? Well, in the old, you just kind of had raw faith.
Mm-hmm.
You just believed. You didn't have the support of people really entering into the glory and the heavens opening up and the praise and the worship. We didn't understand that. We didn't experience that.
Right.
And so it makes it so much easier. You know, I was with Joshua Mills the other day in your mm-hmm. conference of Signs and Wonders. You know, he had me come up and say a few words, and I thought, oh, my Lord, I could stand up here and read the newspaper and people would get healed, you know?
Right, because there was
because the glory was so powerful.
The atmosphere was pregnant with
right.
the glory of God.
Where in the old days, it wasn't. But on the other hand, the men seemed to have a kind of a just a childlike faith made things happen. And
that
what I'm
so
excited
cool.
about is God is bringing the two
merging
together.
Merging them together. That is
no
so
telling
cool.
what God's going
to
do.
I know. I really believe it too. So tell me about the greatest miracle that you saw in A.A. Allen's ministry.
Well, I have to say the salvation of souls first, of course.
Sure.
But other than that, it was Paramount, California. I'll never forget it. It was 1960. Big white tent was up there. It was 420 feet long and 220 feet wide, bigger than a football field.
Wow. How many people did it?
Well, it seated 20,000 people.
Wow.
And it took nine trucks to haul it around.
Wow.
And they had two flatbeds, and that would make the platform. And then the chairs would go in and all the things. So it was quite an undertaking to move that tent around. But we were in Paramount, California, and they brought a woman in who was dying with cancer. Now, this was back in 1960, and they didn't have the medical technology and things they
sure.
have today, but she had big open sores all over her body.
Mm-hmm.
She was covered with a sheet, and Brother Allen took the sheet off, and you could see the big sores,
wow.
open sores. And when he laid hands on her, God just grew skin right over the top of those open sores. Some of the pastors on the platform fainted because they were just in such a glory and such a power.
Wow.
And I literally saw those big cancer sores close up,
wow.
and God grew skin over those.
Wow.
Another woman came about a year later in the Los Angeles area as well, and I helped to get her out of an ambulance, and she was 450 pounds. And I saw God instantly take 200 pounds off of her.
Wow. And we've been having a lot of, like, miracles in these days with supernatural weight loss.
Yes.
Where, you know, I mean, I've actually seen that, too, where a person actually had to hold their pants up.
Yes.
Because God had done a miracle of weight loss for them.
And another thing, of course, that's happening today is the restoration of the outpouring of oil.
Uh-huh.
You know? Before,
did you see that before?
Oh, yes. Oh. We saw it before, and it would just saturate people.
Really?
Kind of like it was described by, Ken ran over Aaron's beard. It would actually go down completely through their body, and I would see several times when it just filled their shoes, ruined their shoes, and they'd walk across the platform leaving footprints of oil all across the platform.
Wow.
Such a powerful sound. It was, you know, and of course there was times you just see it maybe on 1,000 people's hands at one time.
We were in a meeting with Joshua Mills, and I mean, I've seen this a number of times since, but I didn't know that manifestation was in the old tent meetings, but it just poured out of his hands, and then when he got up speaking, it started coming out of his feet. He
yeah.
soaked a whole altar cloth,
yes.
and it smelled like with this fragrance
of wine.
Oh, it was a
wonderful smell.
It was really amazing.
And it seems like when we would go and we would talk about it, and we would give God glory for the sign and the wonder, it seems like that's when it started. I'm starting to feel something burning in my hands right now as I even speak about it.
So when you testify of it, because that's a key to producing more of the same,
that's
is when
right.
you give the testimony,
because
right?
God confirms what we speak
right.
and what we say and what we preach. You
yeah.
know, if you want people to get saved, you preach on salvation. You want them to get healed, you preach on that. If you want them to prosper, you preach on that.
You
preach on signs and wonders. Signs and wonders take place.
Yeah, that's awesome. So, so wonderful. So now you've done a lot of healing ministry yourself, and you got under the spout where the glory poured out, and were in A.A. Allen's meetings, and you served in that ministry. But then it got all over you because you work a lot of miracles yourself.
Well, he saw something in me that, I'll be honest, I didn't even see in myself. And he mentored me, and he saw something in me that nobody saw. A willingness that I would just say, God, use me. Because you see, I come from some pretty disadvantaged situations in my background. But he saw something in me, and God put a hunger in my heart. And I said, one day, I'm going to do the works of my spiritual father.
Wow.
And like Elisha followed Elijah, I ask a hard thing, but it happened when God took him. Oh, one woman. You know, God does some strange things, kind of like when they took the paralyzed man up on the top of the roof and they started tearing the roof down, and the Pharisees left that day and said, we have seen strange things today.
Right.
And I believe we're seeing strange things today. And, well, this woman had a big cancer on the side of her face. And she was leaving the tent, but she was leaving the tent. She said, by his stripes I'm healed, by his stripes I'm healed. But she was kind of, you know, just under the glory like this. Their hands raised up and their eyes closed. And all of a sudden, one of those big wires that come from the center pole that go down to stake to hold the tent up. She wasn't watching where she was going, and that wire hit her right there.
Whoa.
And it pulled that cancer out by the roots, and it fell down there. And they started calling, Reverend Stewart, Reverend Stewart, because they thought she was going to have a problem. But by the time I got there, her face was as smooth as a baby's skin.
Wow.
God used a big cable to heal that woman.
Wow, that is awesome.
So sometimes when the devil, you know, you think, oh, the devil's really hindering
me. God turns around, works it together for good.
And Kathy Williams was a 15-year-old young lady from Savannah, Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
She was blind in one eye. She had detached retina and other problems. They took her to John Hopkins University Hospital. They said she'd probably never see out of the eye again. But she heard me on the radio, and she took out her notebook, and she said, when Don Stewart prays for me, I will be healed.
Wow.
Now, I didn't know that she had done that. The first night of that meeting, I just was led down there to pray for her. I took my handkerchief out, and I said, you're blind in one eye. God gave me a word of knowledge. And I put the handkerchief over her eye that was blind, and I said, when I take this handkerchief off, I'm going to put it on the other eye, and you're going to tell me what you see. And instantly she said, I see you. And her mother and her boyfriend, they all come running down there. They knew that she could not see a thing out of that eye. I talked to her just 2 years ago. That's after 40 years.
She still sees.
Healed today.
Isn't that wonderful? And have you seen a lot of people like get out of wheelchairs and that too?
Oh, yes. We still see that today.
Yeah.
We still see that. What
is your greatest wheelchair miracle that you've seen?
Well, it was a man that was paralyzed from a gunshot wound. And I'll never forget, his name was Melvin Burroughs in Brooklyn, New York. And he was a Black Panther. He was a member of the Black Panther Party. Mm-hmm. Maybe some of the younger generation don't know what the Black Panthers were. But during the Civil Rights Movement,
right. They
started a movement that used a little more violence than Martin Luther King. And they were called the Black Panthers. And so He got in a gunfight with somebody, and he had a bullet lodged in his spine, went right by his heart and into his spine. And the doctor said, if we take the bullet out, he may die. If we leave it in, he may die. His mother was one of my supporters, and she said, we're going to take him to the Brooklyn Academy of Music where I was having the meeting. They rented an ambulance, took him from the hospital, brought him there. And when I knelt over him with a stretcher, it was actually a stretcher, they rolled it up on the platform, and I knelt over him, and he barely could speak up as he looked at me, and he said, preacher, am I going to die? And I can still hear that today. Preacher, am I going to die? And Patricia, I said, no, you shall live
and not die.
And he came out of there, and he was healed.
Ooh.
Next day, he went back to the doctors, and they could not find the bullet. God dissolved.
And was he getting up and walking around?
Oh, he walked around.
No pain, just,
and many times they'll wheel their chair. Sometimes I jump in the wheelchair and let them push me off.
Oh, that is amazing.
I mean, that's having church.
that is really having church. You know, we're going to be right back because we want to minister some miracles. We have people all the time share how that they're just sitting in front of their computer or a television screen when our program was on, and when we had specific words of knowledge and ministry of miracles, and they would get it right through the screen because the Holy Spirit is not limited to just being in this studio. He is with you. And so we're going to minister miracles right after this break, and we've got another surprise too.
Experience heightened spiritual senses, encounters with God, and revelations with tongues, both a book and CD by Patricia King. Learn not only how, but why the gift of tongues ushers you into accelerated spiritual growth and supernatural living.
So it's so exciting to hear about these great miracles that God has done. We know that he's doing them today. But I'm intrigued about your testimony, how you said that A.A. Allen saw you. You didn't really see too much in yourself, but no. He saw something in you, and he just knew that he could breathe on it. So he made an investment.
He did.
And people need to do this today. You know, we need to look at each other by the Spirit, through the eyes of the Spirit, and just bless each other in that, don't we?
Well, and, you know, you have many teachers, but you don't have many fathers mm-hmm. or many mothers. And I believe that's what God is raising up today. God is raising up mothers and fathers, because how many of us had bad relationships
right.
with our fathers or our mothers? And God's raising up spiritual mothers and spiritual fathers in this day. And Brother Allen saw something in me. In fact, he told me before God took him that I was going to do greater works than him. And September 11th was a good day for me. September 11th, 1971. I went to the world-famous Madison Square Garden, the first healing evangelist that had ever gone to Madison Square
wow.
Garden.
Wow.
22,000 people came there. But, Patricia, this is how it happened. I was staying at the Statler Hilton Hotel, right across the street from Madison Square Garden. I got up real early, and I started kind of jogging in my room, as my routine was. And I opened up the curtain, and all I had on was a pair of pajama bottoms and a T-shirt. And I looked across the street, and I saw the world-famous Madison Square Garden. And the Holy Spirit said, go lay hands on that building. You're going to preach on it.
Wow.
And I was so carried away. This is January 11th, 1971. I didn't take time to get dressed. I went out the door, across the street, in my pajama bottoms and my
laid
T-shirt.
Hands on
and
the
it's
building.
Cold. And I started doing the patty cake on Madison Square Garden. Six hippies. Now, this is back in the hippie day.
Right.
The long-haired hippies,
right.
They're all strung out on LSD.
Uh-huh.
They came and joined me. And I said, oh, no, God, these people are going to mess up the anointing. You told me I was going to preach in there, but pretty soon they said, groovy, man, groovy, groovy. And before it was over, there was 25 of these men who were following me around there. And when I got through, I said, I'm going to be back in 8 months. I prophesied to myself, I'm going to be back in 8 months. This is January 11th. On September 11th, I'm going to be preaching here. I called up my business manager, and he said, there's no way you can rent that quick. You know, they booked these things 2 years in advance. But it all turned out I was there September
wow.
11th, the night after Ike and Tina Turner
wow.
was in Madison Square Garden. And we filled it up, and those hippies had 200 other hippies, and they were all saved and delivered from heroin.
Oh, wow.
And God's going to do those things again.
Awesome. He is going to do it again. You know, like, we can possess and occupy the land by just sharing about how wonderful Jesus is and by sharing his love and glory.
Yeah.
Now, in the tent meetings of A.A. Allen, there was, like, sometimes, like you said, 20,000 people in a tent. So they sat on chairs, right?
Yes, they did. And you know what?
You have something to do
I have chair. Something for you. And if this chair could talk...
Whoa!
If this chair could talk, does it look like I'm in jail with this? If this chair could talk, it would tell you of all the miracles. Patricia, you have to sit in this chair.
All right, I'm going to sit in. Okay,
this
I'm gonna...
chair goes back Woo. To 1954.
1954, that was just after I was born. I was born in 51.
Oh, wow.
I would have been 3 years old.
This chair sat in Jack Coe's tent.
Wow.
And in 1955 or 6, when God took him, Brother Allen bought his tent and got some of his chairs to add to his chairs. This chair sat under Reverend Allen's tent.
Wow.
And it sat 5 years under my own tent.
Wow.
A threefold cord of miracle healings. And
Woo.
As you sit in there, there's an impartation taking place in you. And you know, I feel so powerful. In fact, I feel people out
come
there.
Come on.
Can we just minister
yeah,
to
Yeah, just
people,
minister
right?
to them. Come
sit
on.
In this chair,
I'm going to sit in this chair and I'm going to soak
chair,
it all up.
I feel somebody right now. You are going into the hospital for a gallbladder operation, but you're not going to have that gallbladder operation. I speak authority to you
come
in
on.
The name of Jesus Christ. Sir, you are there in your bed. they have said that you are just about to die with that heart condition. Get up out of that bed right now in the name of Jesus Christ. He is healing you. He is touching you. He is even saving you. You're still smoking cigarettes, but you're not going to smoke another cigarette. You are healed by
in
the power
Jesus
of
name.
Jesus Christ. The same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead is touching your mortal body. I feel the power of God against cancer right now. Against cancer. I speak the word of faith. I speak the power of God in your life. I curse that cancer just like Jesus cursed the fig tree, and the fig tree died. The cancer must leave your body.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus
Amen.
Christ. Now, do something you couldn't do. I speak to every sickness, every disease, right there in your home. Mm. If you couldn't walk, start walking. If you couldn't talk, start talking. If you couldn't see, start seeing. I speak with authority in the name of Jesus Christ. By his stripes, you are healed.
Well, I could feel the power of that one. I could, yeah. I could feel that spirit of faith going right out and producing miracles. The spirit of faith. The same faith in Jesus is in you.
Yeah, thank you. This chair is for you. God's going to show you what to do with it.
Thank
God's going to show you what to do with it. I know, you know, I don't know if you'll minister with it. I don't know what you're going to do. But I know that long after Elisha was gone and put in a grave, his dead bones raised a dead man.
Wow.
So I expect to hear some kind of miracles out of this
thank
chair.
You.
I don't know
I believe
how it's going to be used.
It.
But it's a foolish thing, I know. But this is, I felt
well, God uses the foolish things of the world to confound the wise.
Thank you.
This is awesome. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
That's a wonderful gift. Wonderful gift. I will treasure that.
And you know,
a revival chair.
I did a study of the miracles in the Bible, and there's always some kind of touch point involved.
Talk about touch points.
Touch point. You know, some people call it a point of contact. I like a touch point better because the Bible said if any two or three of you agree as touching. You know, we've had movements where they say, we're going to pray a prayer of agreement, and they left out the touching. But if any two of you three agree as touching something.
Right.
Touching something. Whatever we touch, the devil has to take his hands
off
of it. Whatever we touch, as touching anything here on earth. You know, I've heard so many great sermons about the little woman that touched the hem of Jesus' garment. And they said it was her great faith. But I don't think it was her great faith. I think it was hope. If is not a faith word. She didn't even know if she could touch the hem of Jesus' garment. But hope, when hope touches grace, faith is born.
Wow, awesome.
And hope touches grace, and Jesus is grace. So if all you have today, my friend, is hope, let it touch grace. Faith will be born, and your faith will make you whole.
Wonderful. You know, I just want to minister right now to anyone that has a skin condition or scar. I just want to share this testimony with you is that recently we've been hearing testimonies of many people who have been cutters, who have cut their skin and you know, it's just a bondage area that a lot of people are trapped in right now. But God is not only delivering them from that addiction to cut, but he's also making their skin like brand new. And you know, when you were sharing the testimonies earlier about the cancer, you know, leaving and the skin being like brand new and the face being made like brand new, that's what I'm feeling right now. So just get ready, especially for cutters, but this is for anyone who's watching this right now, that you have a skin condition, God can take it away and make it just like baby skin. It's a creative miracle. So Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, we just loose your love, loose your power, loose your healing touch, loose that creative miracle into all that need it. And I just see someone is watching this program right now. You have been a cutter. No one knows about it. You have been doing it for a little while now. You can't seem to stop yourself. But the Lord says today, it is finished. It is finished in Jesus' name. And over the next 3 days, you're going to watch every single cut mark fade. And you'll have a brand new skin again. And you will testify of this miracle in Jesus' name.
Thank you,
wow.
Jesus.
Praise
that was
the
so
Lord.
Powerful. I could see it happening.
I know. I could sense the release of the virtue on that one.
Powerful.
Now, Could you do us a blessing, and just as we wrap up here right now, can you look into your camera and release the anointing, you know, that revival anointing?
Yes.
And I mean, you've been around the revivalists of old, so just take it and insert it into the new.
Okay.
I just feel a lot of oil on that.
All right. In the name of Jesus Christ, I speak the word of faith. Devil, take your hands off of God's property. These people belong to Jesus Christ. I open them up right now for an impartation of the gift of faith. I open you up for the impartation of the working of miracles.
Thank you.
Go, Lord, and work miracles. Go and heal the sick. Go and cast out devils. Go and raise the dead.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus, I impart to you the power of Jesus Christ, that same spirit that raised Jesus Christ from the dead. Receive it now.
Amen.
In Jesus' name.
Woo. Amen. That was awesome. You remind me of the anointing of Oral Roberts. I love it. Anyways, we want to thank you so much for joining us on today's program. Do you know how loved you are? That's why God works miracles, because he loves us with an everlasting love, because he wants us to experience his wholeness, his purity, and his power. So remember this above all else, that God loves you with an everlasting love. He really does. Now go share that love with someone else today.
Experience heightened spiritual senses, encounters with God, and revelations with tongues, both a book and CD by Patricia King. Learn not only how, but why the gift of tongues ushers you into accelerated spiritual growth and supernatural living.